I woke up this morning when the man
said I'm freedom. Oh, and I woke up this morning when the man said I'm freedom.
Hi, my name is Mr. Wood. I went with the Elk Ridge Group down to Selma, Alabama in 2009. I'm going to answer the question, why Selma? I've thought about this a lot. There's something really good going on down in Selma, Alabama. Something really, really good in the soul. I've been going there now for 6 years. I've crossed the bridge 6 times. I knew nothing about the civil rights movement when I started. I had to pick up 3 credits, and I set up an independent study class. I went down south. I took Let the Trumpet Sound. I bought some civil rights music. I got in the car and I took off for 5 weeks. And I learned so much about what is possible in this country when you really put your mind to it. I was like a lot of Americans, I think, prior to that trip 6 years ago. I knew that Dr. King spoke on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and gave the I Have a Dream speech. I knew of Birmingham. I knew of the dogs. I knew of Rosa Parks. And I knew very little of anything else. And I'm a history major. I'm a history major from a diverse high school and a diverse college, and I didn't know squat. And so, it brings me back to Selma, Alabama. There is something that draws you to Selma. If you care about justice, there's something that's calling you there. And there's also a feeling down there. There's a feeling of warmth, of togetherness. The people that you run into down there, they know that they have taken on the system. They know that they have faced death. They know that they took on injustice, and they know they won. There's so few times in our history where you put your life on the line for a cause. You say, I can die for this. Then you go out there and you win. That just doesn't happen in this world. And it happened. It happened in the 60s, and it happened so beautifully in 1965 and so painfully in 1965 in Selma, Alabama. I'm going to introduce you to 2 people who I see every year when I go to Selma who have this spirit. First, I'm going to talk about James Armstrong. He's the barber in Birmingham that we went and we visited the first day that we were down there. I met James Armstrong 6 years ago. He's in his mid-80s. His kids were the first to integrate Birmingham schools. He was arrested numerous times. He was jailed. He was beaten. He was a foot soldier of the civil rights movement. And for over 50 years, he's run this tiny little barbershop on 9th Street down in Birmingham. He is so proud of that barbershop. It's a testament to African American history, to people in the civil rights movement and people before the civil rights movement. Photos cover the wall, from Nelson Mandela to Martin King to C.T. Vivian to Barack Obama to Reconstruction senators from the South. He's cut Martin Luther King's hair 3 times in the chair that is still there, taped with duct tape, hanging together by a string. That place is, I swear to God, the best museum that I've ever been in. And he's in that barbershop 6 days a week, cutting hair. On Sundays, he volunteers at the Civil Rights Museum. And we went in and we talked to him and we talked to him and we talked to him. And he sat there and he told those kids what they needed to know about dedication, about what you can do with your life. This is a guy who fought in World War II. He marched across Germany. He liberated France. He shed blood for this country, and he watched his comrades die for this country, and he came back to separate bathrooms, balconies in movie theaters, and back doors in restaurants. And he just wasn't going to take that anymore. He's marched the 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery 5 times, including the original march. Nowadays, when that march is only a mile or so from Brown across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, he leads every single march carrying the American flag. I also want to talk about a guy who nobody knows, John Rankin. The first year I went, I ran into this guy. It was just kind of on the bridge, walking across the bridge. And what happened is, when they marched from Selma to Montgomery on the final march back in 65, They were only supposed to, by court order, have 500 people, so they handed out 500 orange vests. I think it was 500. And John got one of them. He is so proud of that old orange reflective vest. And every time I've seen him, he's been in it. And every time I see him, he tells me about that old orange reflective vest. He did the march, you know, back in 65. And on that first time I marched 6 years ago, I walked with him. We talked as we went over the bridge, and he was talking about how it was on that day. And he talked about the water, and he talked about the birds, and he talked about how afraid he was. And he has that same glow that I see in James Armstrong, that same glow that I see all over Selma. And every year, I run into John Rankin. Every year, I see him. Some years, he finds me, and some years, I find him. This year, I was so busy with everybody, I forgot totally, and boom, he comes up and he puts his arms around me. And next year, and the year after, and every year after that, I will walk across that bridge, and I will find John Rankin. His spirit and James Armstrong's spirit, they symbolize for me what's going on down in Selma. If you ever get the chance, go to Selma, Alabama, and cross that bridge on the first week in March. These people will not live forever, and they are a treasure in this country.
It ain't no harm to keep your mind. Keep it safe.